sermon sharing from Romans chapter 2.
今天让我们来继续分享罗马书第二章。
Romans chapter 2, I'll read in English. 看华语的你们可以看 PowerPoint. Romans chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore, you are without excuse, whoever you are, when you judge someone else. For on whatever grounds you judge another, you condemn yourself, because you who judge practice the same things. Now we know that God's judgment is in accordance with truth against those who practice such things. And do you think, whoever you are, when you judge those who practice such things and yet do them yourself, that you will escape God's judgment? Or do you have contempt for the wealth of his kindness, forbearance, and patience, and yet do not know that God's kindness leads you to repentance? But because of your stubbornness and your unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself in the days of wrath when God's righteous judgment is revealed. He will reward each one according to his works. Eternal life to those who by perseverance in good works seek glory and honor and immortality. But wrath and anger to those who live in selfish ambition and do not obey the truth but follow unrighteousness. There will be affliction and distress on anyone who does evil, on the Jews first, and also the Greek. But glory and honor and peace for everyone who does good, for the Jew first, and also the Greek, for there is no partiality with God. For all who have sinned apart from the law will also perish apart from the law, and all who have sinned under the law will be judged by the law. For it is not those who hear the law who are righteous before God, but those who do the law that will be declared righteous. For whenever the Gentiles who do not have the law do by nature the things required by the law, those who do not have the law are a law to themselves. They show that the work of the law is written in their hearts, as their conscience bear witness, and their conflicting thoughts accuse or else defend them. On the day when God will judge the secrets of human hearts according to my gospel through Christ Jesus. Now today I want to share a story about how a pastor changed the world.
那今天我要和大家分享一个牧师如何改变世界的故事。
It happened a long time ago.
那故事发生在很久以前。
Back in the days where paper and ink itself were expensive.
那当纸墨都很昂贵的时候。
And education was expensive.
那当时教育也很昂贵。
As you can imagine, therefore, a letter is very precious.
那因此呢，一封信是很珍贵的。
These days where you get tons of spam in your email inbox.
那现在当你的邮件这个收进收件箱的常收到一堆这个兜售讯息的时候。
When you have flyers shoved into your hands and dumped in the nearest bin.
那你也常接到这个传单就扔进垃圾桶。
You might not appreciate writing and reading so much.
那你或许就不会那么欣赏这个写作和阅读。
But there was a time when back in the days where letters were very precious.
那可是在当时呢，一封信是很珍贵的。
Every letter, especially the New Testament epistles, were carefully crafted and meant to serve a specific task.
那每封信呢，特别是这新约的这个书信，都是经过这个精心策划，以达到这个特定的目标。
Now the main character of this story is the Apostle Paul.
那这个故事的主要人物是保罗。
And now I need all of you to imagine yourself now as the main character Paul.
那现在我要你就是去想象自己是保罗。
With this precious paper to write.
那你有张珍贵的纸。
And you have a co-worker that is willing to make this arduous journey to deliver the letter.
那也有一个同工呢，他愿意为你，就是经历这个艰苦的路程去为你送信。
The situation that you have to for you to write this letter.
那你得写这封信的情况是。
It's a conflict between the Gentile and the Jewish Christians that were in Rome.
那是这个外邦人还有罗马的犹太人的这个冲突。
Now the objective of your letter is to resolve the conflict there so that you may restore the church into a spiritually healthy and strong church.
那你要写这封信的目的是要解决这个冲突，然后恢复一个就是健康与强壮的教会。
So that you might find a strong church that will support you for further missions when you eventually reach Rome.
那就是让你当你到达罗马的时候呢，能支持你的一个教会。
Now that you with this letter, you have to write this letter. What would you do?
那你会如何去写这封信呢？
Now most of the people I know might have tried this.
那在我认识的人当中，我想许多都会这样写。
They might write this, say, "Hey, come on, guys, you know, don't be upset with one another."
你可能会写到请大家别气对方。
Come on, Jesus told us to love one another, right?
那耶稣叫我们要互相相爱。
So maybe we just forgive and move on.
那就让我们来原谅彼此吧。
Come on, give me some face.
给我点面子吧。
At least for the sake of my apostle title.
又或者是看在我是个使徒的份上。
Surely you can accept one another, right?
你们一定能接受对方，对吗？
Now that might have worked to maybe pacify both sides for a while.
这样做呢，或许能暂时这个就是平复这双方。
And there are those who tend to deal with church conflicts in that manner.
也有些人呢会以此的这个方法来应付教会里的纠纷。
So they say, "Oh, come on, everybody, let's be nice to one another."
那他们就会说，大家请友善点吧。
But with a mindset like this,
可是如果你有这样的心态
，you can imagine the stance that you project.
那你可想象你所呈现的这个立场
？What would you walk and talk? You know the kind of walk and talk.That is being conveyed.
那你所表达的这个行为
，I do not think that such a letter would have any value for us today.
那我认为这样的一封信呢，对我们来说是毫无价值的。
Such a pastor with such a letter would not have changed the world.
那一个写了一封这样的信的这个牧师呢，他是不会改变世界的。
But that is not the mindset of Paul.
但这并不是保罗的心态。
Whose letters have gone on to transform the entire Christian faith.
那他的信呢，改变了整个基督信仰。
He first identified this Roman conflict as a theological problem itself.
那他首先呢，就确认了这个罗马的纷争是个神学上的问题。
Now what these people need, whether the Jews or the Gentiles, what they need is a deeper understanding of the gospel.
那无论是犹太人或是外邦人，他们其实需要的是对这个福音更深一层的了解。
They need more Jesus.
他们需要更多耶稣。
And that is the mindset of Paul.
那就是保罗的心态。
You know, sometimes I can't be helped but be very impressed with this kind of believers.
那有时呢，我会被这样的这些信徒所感动。
Those believers, maybe you have met some of them, Christians who believe Jesus to be the panacea.
那或许你会遇到这些就是基督徒，他们相信耶稣是这个万灵药。
Their walk and talk is always very radically different.
那他们的行为呢，往往是截然不同的。
Oh, you have a problem there?
你有问题吗
？Have you tried applying some Jesus?
你尝试使用一点耶稣吗
？Oh, looks like you are stuck in that scenario.
那看来你陷入困境。
I would recommend the Jesus option.
那我建议你选择耶稣。
Are you experiencing some pain and anxiety?
你或许在经历疼痛或焦虑。
Take a double dose of Jesus before every meal.
那你在吃饭前服用两份耶稣。
No, I'm just kidding.
我只是在开玩笑。
But when you read the letters of Paul,
可是当你在读保罗的信的时候
，you will notice that there is not the slightest doubt in his mind that this is going to work.
那你在读的时候，你会感受到他自中他就是觉得他毫无疑惑的认为一切将会被解决。
As you read the passion of his words, you would feel it, isn't it?
当你在读他的自中的这个热忱的时候，你会这样感受到。
And this is one of the characteristics of a spiritual leader that he has no doubt for one moment of the capacity of the people that he's leading to eventually realize whatever he's dreaming.
那一个精神领袖呢，他应有的特征就是他毫无疑惑的相信他所领导的这些人有能力去实现他所想的。
And so he sincerely believes that Jesus is the answer.
那他诚心的相信耶稣就是答案。
And that would be the right and best way to solve the problem in Rome.
是解决罗马的情况的正确以及最好的方法。
And so with his, you know, sometimes you only have one chance. This precious letter, he decided to set out on a very unenviable task.
那保罗呢，他就以他这个最宝贵的这封信呢，去开始一件难差事。
And his task is to evangelize his understanding of the gospel to the Roman church.
那就是将他对这个福音的了解呢，传教于罗马教会。
Now I call it unenviable because you know evangelism 传福音 is always a tough call.
那我称它为难差事呢，因为传福音往往是很艰难的。
You know, if the recipients are friendly and receptive, well, that can be quite emboldening to you. You feel courageous to share.
那如果对方很友善或者愿意接受，你就会感到很鼓舞，很想分享。
But if they are hostile, that is often an uphill task.
可是当他们并不友善的时候呢，就往往是一件很艰难的事。
Now, ironically, evangelism to Christians is often the hardest.
那很讽刺的就是你当你对基督徒传福音的时候是最难的。
Because resistance can come in the form of self-righteousness.
那阻力呢就来自对自己的这个学问的信心
自以为意。Self-righteousness over their own knowledge.
对自己的学问自以为意。
Self-righteousness over their own religious experiences.
对自己的宗教经验。
And also maybe righteousness over their spiritual authority,
或者是他们在精神上的这个权威的自负。
But Paul knowingly chose evangelism as his task for the Hebrews letter.
可是保罗他还是选择了就是传福音为信的任务。
He chose to write such a letter not because it's easy, but because it is hard but yet very transformative.
那他选择这样的写这样的信呢，不是因为他简单，而是因为他艰难，但会有改造作用。
He believes that, I believe that his faith lies in something that many us may have already forgotten.
那我相信他的信仰是来自我们可能已经忘记的。
His faith lies in the power of the gospel.
那他的信仰就来自福音的这个力量。
He believed in the power of the gospel.
他相信福音的力量。
And he said earlier in chapter 1 that I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
那他在就是罗马书第一章说到我不以福音为耻。
For it's the God's power for salvation to everyone who believes.
这福音本是神的大能要救一切相信的。
It is the power of the gospel that will unite the Jews and the Gentiles as one.In the grace of salvation.
那先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。福音有能力达到拯救的恩惠，团结犹太人和外邦人。
And so, what did Paul go on to do?
那保罗怎么做呢？
To bash through the resistance of self-righteousness.
为了对抗自以为是的。
And to destroy the comfort zone of his readers.
和铲除读者的这个舒适地带。
Paul attacked from a start.With like a sledgehammer of accusations.
那保罗从一开始呢，就一连串的指责来进行攻击。
His stinging words were like, you know, like Beethoven's Symphony No. 5, dum 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 dum, attack.
他尖锐的这个文字呢，就如同贝多芬第五交响曲的开始，噔噔噔噔。
A bit stronger, huh? Okay. But that is what it's like. It's not in Romans chapter 1, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness, all unrighteousness, who suppress the truth with their unrighteousness.
那保罗在罗马书第一章宣告，原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不谦不义的人身上，就是那些行不义、阻挡真理的人。
Because he continues to strike and say, what can be known about God is plain to them. God has already made it plain to them.
神的事情，人所能知道的，原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明。
Then he concludes in verse 20, therefore people are without excuse.
那在第二十节就说到，叫人无可推诿。
Now if you know your Beethoven Symphony 5 quite well,
那如果你熟悉贝多芬第五交响曲，
You know, then onslaught starts again. Again.
然后，正当你以为开始的猛攻结束的时候，他又再开始，
He strikes again. This time with a very personal and singular you. This time he's saying you.
那保罗他又在出击，就以一个私人的你。
In Romans chapter 2, what we have for our passage today, therefore you are without excuse, whoever you are, when you judge someone else on.
你这论断人的，无论你是谁，
on whatever,
也无可推诿。
On whatever grounds you judge others, you condemn yourself because you who judge also practice these same things.
你在什么事上论断人，就在什么事上定自己的罪。因你这论断人的，自己所行却和别人一样。
And both times there is a repeated phrase without excuse.
那在这两回中呢，都重复的字句就是无可推诿。
In both times, imagine, you know, Paul like hammering away like Thor with his hammer.
那在这两回中呢，就你能想象保罗像这个雷神一样，用锤子一样敲打。
None shall be free from the wrath of God, none.
无人能摆脱神的愤怒。
And therefore, in the same way, there is also none that will not need the grace that will come through the righteousness through Jesus Christ.
那无人不需来自耶稣的义的恩典。
Paul's entire argument will then go on to cover the entire 16 chapters of his letter.
那保罗的整个论点呢，就继续贯穿他的信的十六章。
But my job today is just to hammer home the very first key point.
而我今天的任务呢，就是传达第一个重点。
People, whoever you are without excuse.
人无可推诿，无论你是谁，都无可推诿。
You are without excuse, whoever you are.
无论你是谁，都无可推诿。
Now to start with such a first strike, I believe Paul has taken on a very formidable challenge.
那以这样的来开始这样的攻击呢，我相信保罗他就是接受了一个很艰难的任务。
Because humans are so fond of excuses.
因为人都很喜欢推诿。
We like to think that no, we are the exception to the rule, our situation is unique.
那我们都常认为我们是例外的，我们的个别案例是特别的。
We will be that.No, I think I'm the unique case. You don't understand me. My situation allows me to be free from the standard judgment.
那因此呢，我是无需受审判的。
I remember one time I was driving.
那我记得有一次我在驾车。
And I was just passing a car that was road hogging.
那我就超越了一辆行驶很慢的车。
So I as I would do, I would glare at the driver on in the other car.
那我就转头去看这另辆车的司机。
Lo and behold, I saw him. He was on the phone.
那我就看、okay. 看见他在用电话。
See, I knew it.
你瞧，我就知道。
Can you believe this guy?
这司机真是莫名其妙。
Driving while using the phone.
他在驾驶的时候还使用电话。
Then my wife replied.
那我的太太她就说。
I saw you driving and answering the phone just yesterday.
我昨天还刚看见你一边驾车一边接电话。
Now we are so good with shielding ourselves with excuses.
那我们就很善于为自己找借口。
Oh, you know, I believe when you're picking. No, I'm different. I can multitask.
那我不一样，我能多项任务来处理。
You know, mine is just for a few seconds. Come on.
那我只说了几秒钟。
This is urgent or whatever excuses you might have.
这是很紧急的事件。
Now the Gentiles do have their excuses.
那外邦人也有他们的借口。
Maybe they were pleading ignorance.
或许他们装无知。
But Paul would not have any of that.
可是保罗是完全无法接受的。
That is nonsense excuse.
那是在狡辩。
God is revealed since creation itself.
那自创世纪呢，神就显明了。
And so you do know, but yet you refuse to acknowledge God as God.
你是知道的。可是你却不愿承认神是神。
And in last week's passage, he concludes that even though they fully know God's righteous decree,
那上星期的我们就说到，他们虽知道神判定
，and so those who practice these things deserve to die.
行这样事的人是当死的。
They not only do them, but also approve of those who do these things.
然而他们不但自己去行，还喜欢别人去行。
You can almost hear the Jews clapping along when Paul was rebuking these Gentiles.
那当就是保罗在指责这些外邦人的时候，你或许能听到犹太人在鼓掌。
You know, yeah, 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 these guys, yeah, they are all like that.
他们在欢呼说，这些人都是这样的。
But when chapter 2 comes along, Paul turns the accusation on them as well.
但从第二章开始呢，保罗就将指控转向他们。
The Jews also have their excuses.
犹太人也有他们的理由。
We are safe. We are different from the Gentiles, you know, because we know the law already.
那我们不一样，我们应该是安全的，因为我们已经懂律法。
You know, these guys were condemning them as well.
那我们也在谴责外邦人。
So they thought that they were on God's side.
那他们就以为自己是在神与神同一线上的。
They are accusers, you know, judging the Gentiles with their laws. We know, and you don't know. You know, you have to be judged.
那他们是指控者，他们以自己的律法去审判这些外邦人。
But Paul accused them instead.
可是保罗却指责他们。
So do you think whoever you are that when you judge those who practice such things, when you judge those who practice such things and do them yourselves, that you will escape God's judgment?
那你这些人啊，你论断行这样的事的人，自己所行的却和别人一样，你以为能逃脱神的审判吗？
Having the laws of Moses means nothing if they are not obeyed.
那拥有摩西的律法却不遵从他的是毫无意义的。
It is not those who hear the law who are righteous before God. It is those who do the law who will be declared righteous.
原来在神面前，不是听律法的为义，乃是行律法的称义。
But the excuses continue.
可是犹太人还是继续就是推诿。
No, I think we are different. I think we can claim to be a very privileged people.
我们认为我们是不一样的，我们有特权。
Otherwise, how would we have survived all these years, all this while, despite the fall of Judah, despite the exile itself?
那不然我们是如何经历犹大的这个衰退和被放逐还存活着呢？
Isn't it said in Psalm 103?
那在诗篇第103篇。
It says, the Lord is compassionate and merciful. He is patient, demonstrating great loyal love.
耶和华有怜悯，有恩典，不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱。
He doesn't always accuse, doesn't always stay angry.
他不长久责备，也不永远怀怒。
And says that, he says that he does not deal with us as our sins deserve. He will not repay us as our misdeed deserves.
他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。
And so if God has been forgiving in the past, then he would surely equally condone whatever we are doing now.
那如果过去神能原谅我们呢？或许现在也能接受我们的行为。
But Paul again says, no, this is a lame excuse.
可是保罗却认为这个理由是不足。
He says that the forbearance of God is merely for the sake of repentance.
那神的宽容呢，是为了忏悔。
And so if this kindness does not result in repentance,
那如果这个善意呢，不带来忏悔,
then it shall end in wrath.
那它就将导致愤怒。
And so we see whatever excuses, whether the Jews or the Gentiles can cook up,
那无论犹太人和这个外邦人他们所能给的借口,
Paul has refuted them all.
保罗都一一驳斥。
Ultimately, there is just one consistent principle with God.
那神的这个审判呢，最终只有一个信念。
That he will reward each one according to his works.
他必照个人的行为报应个人。
Since the Jews have the law, but yet they did not follow the law, obey the law.
那既然犹太人有律法，却不遵从。
Then they shall be judged by the law itself.
那他们将被律法判决。
But what about the Gentiles?
那外邦人呢？
It is true that yes, they did not receive the written law of Moses.
那他们的确没有领受摩西的律法。
But by their actions, you can tell that they do know what is morality.
但你从他们的行为上呢，也能推断他们是懂得道德的。
They show the work of the law is already written in their hearts because they have conscience. their conscience will bear witness and their conflicting, you know, thoughts will either accuse or defend them.
那这是显出律法的功用，刻在他们心里，他们是非之心同作见证，并且他们的思念互相较量，或以为是，或以为非。
So not having the actual written law is also not an excuse.
那因此没有真正的律法呢，并不是个理由。
In the end, they too can be judged by their works.
他们也一样能被他们的行为所判审。
And in the conclusion of Paul, he has shown that everyone's works will eventually be laid bare before God.
那最终呢，每个人的行为将坦诚于神。
And therefore, none shall be counted as worthy.
那一切都不被认为有价值。
Now this final part of the argument, I will finish up in my next sermon.
那这接下来这个讨论呢，就在下一个讲道上。
Let me continue the story of the pastor who changed the world.
那让我来继续这个改变世界牧师的这个故事。
He is Paul.
那他是保罗。
And today we have merely just witnessed the first strike of Paul.
那今天我们只见证了保罗的第一个攻击。
A call to both the Jews and the Gentiles into obedience.
要犹太人和外邦人服从。
There shall be no exceptions.
没有例外。
There shall be no excuses.
无可推诿。
To resolve this conflict, he didn't just, you know, try to cajole them or to appease them to be nice to one another.
那他没有哄骗或者就是安抚他们以和为贵来解决纠纷。
We see that he had a vision.
那他有个目标。
That is to transform all of them with the gospel once again.
就是以福音再次改变他们。
You know why his message can be so disarming to us?
那你是否知道他的讯息呢？为何能消除敌意呢？
It is because he truly believes in the power of the gospel.
因为他真的相信福音的力量。
For every accusation that he uses upon his listeners, he has first been convicted of it himself.
那他指责听众的这个每个谴责呢，他自己都先被判刑。
He must have thought of it this way.
他应该是这么想的。
If he, you know, the Jewish Pharisee par excellence, is already convicted without excuse, then truly this power of the gospel is one and for all.
那如果连他一个犹太为善者都毫无借口的被判刑呢？那福音的力量是巨大无比的。
And so you, because Paul knew and experienced this power for himself.
那因为保罗是亲身体验过。
He went from a Christian persecuting person to eventually to become a Christian self-sacrificing person.
那他从这个迫害基督徒到这个舍己为人的这个基督徒。
This is a gospel that will change and transform the world.
那这是一个会改变世界的福音。
I believe this is why Paul wrote his letter in this way.
我相信就是因为这样，保罗会这样去写这封信。
Certainly, it's not the nice and non-confrontational way.
它不是一个和谐或者没有冲突的方式。
In fact, it starts off being brutally honest.
那它一开始其实就很坦诚。
But at the same time, it is directly engaging.
但也很动人。
Yes, it is relentless.
是残酷的。
But it is so that the truth of the gospel might yet sink in a little deeper.
那可是是为了让这个福音的这个真实能更深入的渗透。
How do I prove that yes, this gospel has transformed the world? This letter has transformed the world?
那我要怎么证明这封信改变了世界呢？
Just to quote one example, more than 2 centuries ago,
就在两世纪多前，
John Wesley, he's the founder of the Methodist Church.
那卫理公会派的这个创办人约翰卫理，
he recollected in his memoir.
那他就在自传写道，
This is what he said. In the evening, I went very unwillingly to the society at Aldersgate Street.
那就在傍晚，我毫不愿意的来到 Aldersgate Street 的一个社团。
There, somebody was reading Luther's preface to the Epistle to the Romans.
那有人就在读着这个鲁瑟为给罗马人的信写的序。
And about a quarter before nine, while he was describing the change in which God works in the heart through the faith in Christ,
那就大约在八点四十五分的时候，当他在形容神以信仰在基督徒心中做的改变时
，John Wesley said, "I felt my heart strangely warmed."
那就是说他，我感觉到我的心温暖起来。
And many Methodists say that was his charismatic experience.
那许多这个教徒就说这是他灵恩的感受。
He said, I felt that, yes, I did trust in Christ and Christ alone for salvation.
那他就说我感觉到我唯独在基督里得到救赎。
Even me, even my, and so that will save me from the law of sin and death.
那就连我感受到他带走我的罪，将我从罪与死中拯救出来。
Now, probably no book in the New Testament has been so influential in the entire history of the Christian Church as this letter to the Romans.
那在新约中应该就是没有别的书比这个给罗马人的信在基督教会的历史上更有这个影响力。
Many autobiographical accounts tell us that this was decisive, you know, whether in the initial conversion or the renewing.Of this living faith,
那就是许多自传都告诉我们他在许多重要人物的，就是信仰的开始，或是在更新信仰的时候起了重大的效用。
And these significant figures include Saint Augustine himself, Martin Luther, John Wesley, as we have heard, Karl Barth, and many more through what they have written. Therefore, then on.
那就如奥古斯丁、马丁·鲁瑟。约翰·卫理和卡尔巴特，他们都写过这样的自传。
This letter from Paul has changed the world.
保罗的这封信改变了世界。
Brothers and sisters, I have to ask you this.
那弟兄姐妹，我想问你们
：Is this the gospel that you know?
这是你认识的福音吗
？Is this the gospel that you know?
这是你认识的福音吗
？Is it powerful?In your experience,
那它在你的经验中有强大的效应吗
？Has it transformed your being?
它是否改变了你
？And has it continued to do so even until today?
那直到今天也是如此。
Or perhaps you have been repelling all its advances with tons of excuses.
又或者你以一大堆的这个理由去击退它
？Oh, I'm busy right now. Maybe another time.
那我现在很忙，下次吧。
I know this already. Maybe you are speaking this message for another person.
那我已经知道了。或许你是在指别人吗
？Maybe saying, "Can't you see I'm already so busy serving God already?"
难道你看不出我已经奉献很多了吗
？I hear this quite frequently in my house visit. Somebody say, "Oh, you know, my 阿公、my 阿妈 so you know, used to be an elder in this church, you know."
那我在做家访的时候就常听到，你知道吗？我的阿公或者阿妈以前是长老。
Or some people say, you know what, it's the problem in this church, the problem with this Christian that I know, this is why I don't want to get more involved.
又或者有些人会说，问题在于教会，或者是这个基督徒，所以因此我就不要被牵涉。
Now, brothers and sisters, whoever you are,
那弟兄姐妹，无论你是谁，
whatever excuses that you think you might have,
那无论你有什么理由，
however unique or legitimate, reason that you think you might have.
那无论你有多特殊或者有道理的这个理由。
In the end, all of us, each and every one of us, is still accountable to God.
其实你是要向神交代的。
And therefore, this gospel is still for you.
因此这福音是给你的。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，
you have a shy and introverted guy here speaking with passion to you today.
那今天站在你面前的这个内向的男生呢，他能以就是充满热忱的向你传道。
Because I too believe in the power of the gospel.
是因为我也相信这个福音的力量。
And so I wish constantly.
因此我一直希望。
That this gospel which has transformed me and that is which is challenging me daily would also transform you.
那我希望这改变了我和以及每天都在挑战我的福音呢，也能改变你。
And so this is what we, all of us, we are, that's what we are going to do.
那我们就这样做吧。
And so for this entire Roman sermon series,
那就在这整个罗马书的讲道系列。
We are going to listen to the gospel once again.
我们将重新来听福音。
And then we are going to challenge ourselves.
然后我们将挑战自己。
In the cell groups, that is better. You can also discuss and, you know, continue to help one another in this.
那你们也能在小组就是讨论及扶持对方。
If you find it really difficult to commit to a cell group,
如果你真的无法参与小组，
In the bulletin, it shows you where you can also download the materials, or maybe you can just ask your zone pastor for a copy of the cell materials.
你可以上网去下载这个资料，或向区牧要一份。
But this is our Jubilee dream.
那这是我们禧年堂的梦。
That no matter what background you have,
那无论你的背景，
whether you are a long-time Christians, maybe you are a new believer,
那无论你是一个长久的信徒或者一个新的信徒，
that we shall all always gain a deeper understanding of the gospel.
我们将深一层的去了解福音。
Because with understanding comes submission.
那有了了解就要服从。
And with submission comes transformation.
有了服从就有改变。
I want you to imagine, just imagine the day when the gospel becomes the motivation of your life.
那我想要你去想象有一天福音成为你生命里的推动力。
Imagine the day when the gospel becomes the language of the church.
有一天它成为教会的语言。
Let it be the way that we resolve conflict and unite one another.
它让我们去解决纠纷和团结。
Imagine the day it is the way in which we worship, it is the way in which we evangelize.
它成为我们祷告的方法，也是我们传教的方法。
I have no doubt that there will be one day, one moment where we will all achieve this.
那我相信我们一定能做到。
It is not because it's easy,but because I believe in the power of the gospel.
并不是因为它是简单的事，而因为这是福音的力量。
And all we have to do is just to preach it, is just to listen one step at a time.
那只要我们说教和真正聆听，按部就班。
And when we all come to know God and His will,
那当我们认识神和他的意愿，
then this church will truly become the church in all its glory.
那教会将真正成为荣耀的宝殿。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Our Father in heaven, Lord, we once again come before you without any excuses. We ask that we may come to know you, may come to know your will and your gospel.Plant this seed within us that will grow and bear fruits. Plant this seed in this church. Transform us. And all this we pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 让我们就以这首诗歌《爱我愿意》，我们来回应神的爱。让我们一起站立好吗？我们以这首诗歌《爱我愿意》，我们来回应神。十字架上的光芒，温柔又慈祥，带着主爱的力量，向着我照亮，我的心不再隐藏。完全的摆上，愿主爱来浇灌我，在爱中的自由释放，让这成为我们每个人的祷告。我愿意向我愿意向 在你爱的怀抱中，我愿意降服。是的，你是我的主，你是我的主，永远在你怀抱中。再说一次，你是我的主，你是我，你是我的主。让我们现在每个人花一段时间，我们为着坐在我们旁边的，我们来彼此代祷。是的，我们自己的信心是软弱的，但是为着我们的弟兄，我们彼此刚强起来。今天我们要来认识耶稣，我们也祈求在我们坐在我们旁边，我们右边的，我们为他们来祷告，让我们一起的更深的，再一次的让福音来震撼我们。为着彼此，我们现在来开声祷告。我们在天上的父，感谢主啊，你引领我们每个人来认识，求主你继续的带领。Thank you.